بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعر هو الشيخ أول رومية وقت تبريز دور هذا الشاحكي محمد اختصاب رحمة الله تعالى عليه. The title is مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بازار ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے جو زاہد عشق سے ناآشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں جو زاہد عشق سے ناآشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جیس سے ویرانے ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جیس سے ویرانے
ستایا عمر بھر بو جہان نے شمع نبوت کو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ستایا عمر بھر بو جہان نے شمع نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے آستانے مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے آستانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس ہے بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردان کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردان نہ کرتا حقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کرتا حقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آ کیا جانے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستان غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستان غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیاں شکوں کو جام و پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیاں شکوں کو جام و پیمانے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا کا کلام ہے. مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. مضمون ہے مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا.
ان کی جانب رفتا رفتا لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی ایسے دعا لم ہوا جس پر فدا میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا، بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر، سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا، ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن، گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پرا، دشمنوں کو ایسے آب و گل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم، يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل بني آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. First we'll just try and do parts of these two beautiful ashar. The one مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے، حضرت دامت و شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that the deserts gave me the closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Either literally, when you are out there in the desert where there is no one and nothing, who are you going to turn to for help? You turn to Allah Ta'ala. And figuratively, this refers to in difficult times. Then a person reaches Allah more closer. There are so many people who had problems with various things, with tenants, with their debtors, with their creditors, with whatever. Then they turned to tahajjud. And then, alhamdulillah, Allah solved their problem and the tahajjud carried on also. Some of us are such, only when a problem gets solved, we forget our tahajjud. But others, some medical problem, whether it's your own, whether it's your wife's, your child, then they turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that has given the qurb of Allah. And when you saw that Allah ta'ala fulfilled your needs, and how He fulfilled them, then you become even more closer to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Sunah khanqahon mein muhabbat ke hain mekhane. Hazrat says we have heard, and it's a fact as if that in the khanqa is a tavern, is a bar. But yeah, it's not that liquor of this dunya which makes you drunk and you don't know what you are doing and what you are saying. But yeah, it's that liquor which fills you with the love of Allah Ta'ala. You become intoxicated with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Diya karta hai saqi, aashiko ko jaam o peymane. And yeah, there in that bar, the barman will give the people the wine, etc., to drink, and they become drunk. Yeah, the barman, the sheikh, he will give them those things to drink by which they will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So it works both ways. And alhamdulillah, we have got such a sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, who was filled with the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the Hazrat is giving us this to drink. Now it is up to us to drink it. If in the bar, you've got your wine, you have been given, but you don't drink it, then you're not going you're not going to enjoy it, you won't get the harm of it there. That is haram, that is totally wrong. But yeah, also if we don't drink it, we don't digest it, we don't absorb it, then we also won't get the benefit of it. And also remember, خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتا ہے مستانے. And those people who go against sunnah, and they show themselves to be the great lovers of Allah Ta'ala, but they are not following Shariat, they are not following Masail, the Deen, the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wo diwane bazaahir hain, magar andar mein farzane. They outwardly, they look to be great lovers of Allah, but they are shuroot from inside. In other words, they make their outward form like big buzurgs and big walis. But inside, that is just a ploy, a game to catch the people, how to rob them of whatever their money, whatever else it may be. So if it's only a person, we must see that he must be living his life according to sunnah. Of course, as ulama, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, other buzurgs have written that nobody can be perfect, but by and large, you see that the person is living according to Shariat, according to Sunnah. And also in this, a person should be careful also that Shaitan does not beguile him. Sometimes we might see that the person is doing something against Sunnah. Then we should try and find out also from his close associates, or with great respect we ask him also, there may be a reason. Like for example, Shaykh is gone old. Now his namaz postures are not 100% according to Sunnah. He takes support on his hand before he gets up, before he goes in, which is not sunnah. Now, don't just become our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, explained that when a Shaykh becomes old, then many things he can't, like for example, many namazes better to stand and read, even nafil. But now you see the Shaykh is sitting and reading them. So you should try and find out or understand. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, only that person can stay by me and benefit from me, who is either bhala ka aashik, a great lover, and he just accepts blindly whatever I do. Yeah, he may be that person who is a great faqih, who has got deep understanding of deen. He will understand that why is the Shaykh doing this, why is he doing that. The two sunnats of Fajr, for example, to make it at home or to make it in the masjid. So there also you might think the Shaykh is doing against sunnat. But actually to be able to understand that, and many other things also. So it should be according to sunnah by and large. But if we find something, try and find out, reason it out. And if we see by and large, that is generally, predominantly his life is according to sunnah, then we should follow such a share. Jo aarif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hai khuda jaane. A person who is an arif, who has recognized Allah, in which world is he? Only Allah knows. Bhala, jo ghair arif hai, wo inka rutba kya jaane? The person who is not an arif, like today in our times, a person who is an arif and he knows Allah is the giver of rozi, Like for example, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, his father, Maulana Yahya Sahib, that whatever money he had for the day, at Maghrib time, he should give it all away. His balance, zero, completely. He gave it all away. Now he's an Arif, he knows Allah is the giver. And not only Arif, that is not sufficient that you know, but you have that yaqeen also. That Allah alone is the giver. So he should give all his money. He said, I don't want to sleep with this problem overnight. I don't want this problem on my head overnight. We will tuck it under the pillow. But he says, I don't want it. So, and a person who's not an Arif, who doesn't know that Allah is the provider. There are so many buzurgs, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, that before iftari, 5 minutes also, if some food came, they give it away. They got absolutely nothing. But they know Allah is going to provide. That yaqeen they have got. And then what comes exactly at iftari time, then they have that. But we know from when, before Ramzan, 3 months before we are getting the white meat and the fillets and the samosas and the pies, we are preparing already. They exact, even a few minutes before. So a person who is not an Arif, he can't understand these people. Like for example, we explained about Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, when he had piles. And piles are either very, very painful, or if it's bleeding piles, your clothes are getting messed, napak all the time, and a person who lives according to paaki, he can't tolerate it. And at least namaz time again, you are worried about it, but he wasn't taking treatment of it. So one of his students and murids, Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, told Hazrat, you're an amanat of the ummah. You are such a valuable man, your knowledge, your taqwa, your piety, your ta'alluq ma Allah. You should take treatment, which is 100% jais, nothing wrong, sunnah to take treatment. Then when he stayed quite a bit, then he just lifted his hand and he said, a gift came from there. How can I return the gift again? Now, people like that, and people who don't understand that, they'll say, these are mad people. Today in the family, you got a little problem, go for x-ray. You still didn't go for x-ray. Have blood test. You haven't still gone for blood test. How can you? You must go. You must have medical aid. You must have insurance. How can you live in this world without insurance, without medical aid? So what do they know, those people's position? So this is that when a person gets that, may Allah bless us with those qualities. The ash'ar which Qari Yaqub Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, rendered, Mujhko Tufano Mein Bhi Sahil Diya. Qari Sahib is a Maulana also, it's not only a Qari Sahib. The Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, all is famous with Qari Tayyab Sahib. But he's a great Maulana, Mufti, Qari, everything. Inki janib rafta rafta le chala. Again, similar subject that gradually, step by step, I was going towards Allah Ta'ala. I was taken towards Allah Ta'ala. What took me towards Allah Ta'ala? Meri kashti ka mera gham ina khuda. My boat, the captain of the boat, of gham, of the love of Allah, took me towards Allah. And if a person develops this love of Allah Ta'ala, and that is also an arif, from marifat, if Allah blesses us with marifat, the next stage a person gets is of muhabbat, love of Allah Ta'ala. You start loving Allah Ta'ala. And if we are on the right path, after muhabbat is ita'at, obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So that is normally the sequence that a person goes. So the love of Allah took me gradually towards Allah Ta'ala. Khune hasrat peeke wo ishrat mili. And when I drank the blood of my sorrow, my desires were not fulfilled. What I wanted did not happen. One person asked one great buzurg that, how are you? He said that, what are you asking the condition of that person that according to whom the whole world is, everything in the world is happening according to his desires? So that is outwardly a talk of kufr again. A person who hasn't got marifat will have a problem with this person, that how can you speak that you are Allah, that the whole world is going according to your desires? He said, when I have made fana, annihilated my desires for Allah's desires. So whatever Allah desires is my desire. I just wish that what Allah desired. One buzurg says, 4 things people are involved in, what they say, belies what they do. They say something and they do something else. One of them is that they say that we are the slaves of Allah, but they live their lives as their own masters. If we also a slave has got no choice whatsoever. What to eat, when to eat, today we can't understand it because there is no slavery. We don't know what a slave is. Today it is a worker, a servant, a helper. That is what we have. But a slave, he has got no choice of his whatsoever. Whatever the master gives him to eat, tells him where to eat, what to eat, when to eat, he does that. Clothing, he got no choice. So if we are the slaves of Allah, we should have no choice of our own. We should see what Allah Ta'ala says, what must you wear? Today we don't even find out. Because we are like our own masters. What our nafs is our God today. Ra'ayta mani takhadha ilahahu hawahu. Haven't you seen that foolish and idiot who took his own desires as his God? What we desire, according to that we do. What clothes we want to wear, what I desire. No, we have to find out, what does my master want me to wear? Which clothes are permissible for me? For man also, for woman also, for children also. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if children, many times, small boys, trousers is below the ankle. Nobody tells them anything. And today it's not only a matter of below the ankle, the clothes are totally non-Islamic. There are murats, pictures of all things on there. How many times the pyjamas the children wear at night, what funny things are written on there, or the clothing of the day, and they say they are still children. So as they say, they are children, they are not responsible. But you as the parents are responsible. And you are the ones buying those clothes. That guna is there is guna. The children are not going to get it, but you are going to get it. And what a sad case, somebody else makes guna, which we in our terms say is enjoying, which is not enjoyment. He's in Jahannam. How can that be enjoyment? But anyway, outwardly it looks like he's enjoying and somebody else is paying for it. Somebody else is robbing the banks and he's doing all the wrong things. And somebody else thinks, I will go to jail for you. So we are prepared to go to jail by Allah Ta'ala. And for somebody else's enjoyment. But today we are blinded totally. Just like what we explained, that though the Arif understands this, a person who's not an Arif, he doesn't even understand this, and he finds fault with that person. Completely, ulta, chur, kotwal ko dante. Opposite the crook, he's accusing the police. But today is a condition like that. Today it's a reality, unfortunately. But actually it shouldn't be that the crook is the crook, the police is the police. But now the crook is accusing the police. But today it's a complete topsy-turvy world, an upside-down world. A person wrote a nice article and obituary that when common sense has died, then how everything is turning upside down. Today, when a person, one of those little bit what I remember, he went and drink coffee at a coffee shop. And when he just sipped the coffee, it was very hot. And it dropped on his clothes. And burnt also. And how much burn? Not serious burn, but messed his clothes. And the coffee shop owner was sued for it. That why did you supply so hot coffee? So today, one case in England, where a crook went and robbed somebody, and most of the houses got staircases, and on the staircase something was left, a toy or something, and he tripped and he broke his leg. The crook, he went illegally in the house, and he laid a charge against the house owners, that they put that thing, and because of that, and he won the case. And the poor house owner had to pay. So unfortunately we are living in a world like that. And also sadly, I'm speaking like that, we are shaking our heads, but we also involved in it. To some degree or the other, today common sense has left the world. Forget religion, forget Islam, which is the most perfect way. It doesn't make sense to us. Many things don't make sense. We hide it, we sweep it under the carpet, but we can't accept it wholeheartedly. Today, may Allah Ta'ala open our eyes and make His special fazl upon us. Otherwise, today we are in a very, very dangerous condition. And this is that I'm speaking with our statis here. I'm not speaking with people in Stanton at a convention center or at the Iran show, people who go there, or at a soccer stadium or cricket stadium. I'm speaking here in the masjid with our people. Me, myself, firstly, today, may Allah, only Allah's rahmat that we are still surviving and we are still breathing and having water. It's nothing else but the rahmat of the hilm, the tolerance of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, no father will tolerate his children how Allah is tolerating us. No husband will ever tolerate his wife how Allah is tolerating us. And no father can know everything what his children are doing wrong. And no husband or wife can know everything what the other partner is doing wrong. Eh? But Allah knows everything. And right in front of the eyes of Allah, and the amount of gross is too small a word, of disobedience of Allah, of denying Allah Ta'ala. Eh? And still Allah Ta'ala is feeding, giving everything. If this is not the clemency and the mercy of Allah. And this is only just for us to understand 1% of what mercy Allah will show on the day of Qiyamah. Eh? So what is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? As one Buzurg says, that on the day of Qiyamah, if I have to be given a choice, that who must take my accountability for my deeds, my father, who loves me, who is my father, and he loves his son, or Allah Ta'ala, I will choose Allah Ta'ala. Eh? Because my father also will say, my son, I never, this you also did. This also you did. You did this also. He won't be able to accept it. But Allah knows everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell Allah Ta'ala, I would like to take the account of my ummah so that it's just done privately and settled. Allah will say, no, I will take it. And I won't even let you know what and what they have done. And we all know our life, what it is. Now we are all buzurg sitting here with our amamas and topis and beards and everything. But we know what our life is. Only Allah's mercy, all this. Hazrat says, khun hasrat peeke wo ishrat meeli. And when all these desires of mine which I did not fulfill, then I got that ishrat, that enjoyment. Aish, aish do alam hua jis par fida. Where the enjoyment of the two worlds, dunya's enjoyment, what and what is there, what we think, and all the enjoyment of the world, all the enjoyment which you can imagine, whatever line you can think, and you'll get the least enjoyment of Jannat, you will see, I had no enjoyment in dunya. It has got no comparison. But Allah says, even that enjoyment of dunya, of Jannat, dunya's all enjoyment, Jannat's all enjoyment, that I got when I swallowed and drank that bitter pearl and that bitter drink of not fulfilling my desires. That is what we have to come to. Today we try a pious person, outwardly by name, which I am, perhaps many of us are, just by name. We try and justify that wrong somehow or the other, and we still do it. But those people who are firm, how they remain solid on the stand, and they don't waver one bit. And the glaring example of this is the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala. Our buzurgs, in many cases, for example, they went to a very close associate of theirs, which is happening today also at Walimas. People promise you there will be completely segregation of males and females. Maulana, no photos will be taken. Nothing wrong will be done. You must come. You go there, then you find photography. And today they've got a drone that is flying around and taking photos. You don't even know. Where the cameras are, you don't even know. And they are taking photos all the time. All these things. So one buzurg was invited, and then he saw things against Shariat. And immediately he stood up. And he said, either you change this or I leave from here. They left like that. Who of us got that courage today? Today we also try and find out, but when the time comes, the crunch comes, then we become helpless. Our iman has gone to that level. Like for example, a person is so sick that he sees the snake coming to him, but he can't do anything. He just is helpless. He's weak. Completely he can't do. Today, worse than 10 snakes coming to us are the fitness of this dunya. What are 10 snakes also? But spiritually, our iman is so weak. People are making ribat. I couldn't speak. I couldn't tell them anything. People were doing this. They were taking... You know, Maulana, who was taking photos? But I just couldn't do anything. You are lame. Our iman is gone so weak. So anyway, we don't have to become despondent also. We don't have to lose hope. Allah wasn't only Arhamur Rahimeen in the past, He's still today also, and He will be forever Arhamur Rahimeen. And amongst the great signs of Allah being Arhamur Rahimeen, that He has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. Until a person's mort, his own Qiyamah comes, and the clear signs and Akhirat is now visible. That time he wants to make Tawbah, then it is too late when Sakarat starts. But till then, and inshallah, none of us are in Sakarat stuff. And if we have that understanding, and especially in a gathering like this now, very easy for us to make Tawbah. In the Hadith Sharif that I recited, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un. All of Bani Adam, besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who are masoom, those people whom Allah kept protected, mahfuz, but besides that, we are all such that we are sinners. And khatta'un, the ulama have explained, kathirul khata, who make a lot of gunas. And yeah, again, we should think, like this at the moment, or even like that, many of us think, we think of somebody else, and then we think, I'm not a sinner, I'm not so bad. But forget minor gunas, which Allahu Akbar. We today, Allah forgive us. When we make wudu, then we, mashallah, I made wudu, we are happy. But in that wudu, how much water we wasted. Forget just wasting water too much, the tap is open too much. And for many of us, where the hot and cold water are separate, and we want to, now it's winter, you want to adjust it. In adjusting the water, how much water is being wasted? And Musa gave me very good news. I was very happy. He went to Rustenburg for in the week for a program. And after that, he had a program to do practical wudu. And then he said they did it from the mud. And from the mud, completed the wudu. Showed the people how to make wudu. And that one mud, about how many liters is it?
700.
Hardly 1 liter. Around about 750 milliliters. On that whole wuzu is done. And just really do it, try it. Plug the basin one day. Most of us make it, unfortunately, at the basin wuzu. Plug it. And collect the water. And after your wuzu, see how much water is there. You will be shocked and amazed. And if you try even more than that, when you bath in the shower, take a shower. Plug it. And then shower finished. And that also, I'm not talking of a person who spends long time. In 7 minutes, 5 minutes, you showered finished. And see the amount of water that is gathered. And if your shower is blocked, the drain is blocked, you get angry, you get upset. So much water, but you are using so much water. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ghusl in 6 months.
4 liters.
About 4 liters. And we know, say two liter bottles and a whole ghusl in there. And today, unfortunately, and this I'm speaking of those people who are conservative, who are concerned. Not those people that the tap is open while, and they are chatting and talking, they're making, and some pious people, tap water is running, miswak is carrying on. We are pious, we make miswak. And the water is running down there, and Allah declared openly, Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. And this israf in wudu, and with that kind of a wudu, what kind of a namaz? I'm happy I made namaz, but my trousers were below my ankles, my beard was not according to sunnah, and I'm happy I made namaz, I made tahajjud also. How many gunas, and how many perhaps, may Allah save us, we don't make ghibat. And this is such a thing that in many buzurgs, in their life story, particular qualities are written that we never heard a ghibat from this buzur. So that is a particular thing. But Allah save us all. But how much don't we get involved? You don't make ghibat, somebody else is making. Today the common situation is, when we come from the masjid to the house, and I'm speaking again, our people who make namaz. And I'm not speaking of those people who don't go to masjid and all that. And I'm not speaking of non-Muslims at all. I'm speaking of us. We come from the masjid, we got a story to tell, and in that is so much ghibat also. People did that, you know, heard today what happened, you heard what happened there today. And we don't even realize that we are making ghibat. Or if we haven't got a story, the wife got a story to tell us, today this happened, that happened, and we don't know, not innocently, but just because we are not aware of our deen. And ghibat, what a big guna. Worse than committing incest. Worse than making zina with your own mother. Worse than that also. But it's common. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes on that subject, he says on in Ramzan, Fadail Ramzan, that I wanted to write more of this because even our good people's gatherings are not free of this. And worse than that, we justify that we are just speaking the truth. But all the, how much aren't we? Lying. How much don't we get involved in lying? So much so it comes in the hadith, Allah save me and save us all, we forget. We are reading hadith, we are teaching hadith, we are doing it, but we get involved. If somebody comes and tells you something, don't tell the next person until you have verified it. Otherwise, that is enough to have you written by Allah as a liar. Now, anyone comes with something and tells you, we immediately today, WhatsApp, all this, or we just put it on and it's going in the world. And we didn't verify. And then afterwards you have to be sorry. And you have to go and ask for maaf if you go. Otherwise you don't even ask for maaf. So how common? And major sins, minor sins are out of the question. Major sins which we are involved and we don't regard them as major. So who of us really takes out some time after namaz seriously, not just by the way, or before going to sleep, or at tahajjud time, whatever time it might be, to ask for forgiveness. And that is now when we have become somewhat conscious of deen, and we're still not asking for forgiveness. When are we going to ask? When we're in the qabr? And then we're going to ask for our forgiveness of our sins, and zina of the eyes, how common, and very sadly, it's gone beyond, right to the other extent. Not only zina of the eyes, and of talking, but we know what is happening. Then who makes tawbah of it? And we don't ask for forgiveness. We don't think of it as a guna. Today, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come when people will not regard guna as guna. And that is the most serious thing. And according to the vast majority of ulama, photo taking is not permissible. But you know, it's just gone out of hand. And we don't make tawbah of it or anything whatsoever. Music today is so common. Whether you're in Masjid al-Nabawi, whether you're in Haram Sharif, all this. And when you don't think of it as bad, and you don't talk of it, not to... And this also many people say, they get concerned, that how can we think low of somebody? So we mustn't talk bad about the guna. We must differentiate between the sin and the sinner. Don't think low of the sinner. And this also requires spiritual treatment. That a person doesn't think of that worst type of sinner also. But the sin you must think of is low. So today we don't want to think low and bad of the sin also. That means I will be thinking bad of the sinner. No, there is a difference between the two. And what beautiful examples our buzurgs give to explain to us. Like your own child, your beloved child has messed his clothes. You just washed him now. You put a napkin, you washed him, you cleansed him. And then again he messed again. Now you were that mess. You won't hug him, etc. But what is it? You don't hate your child. You hate the dirt. And you're just going to remove the dirt. Once the dirt is removed, you're going to put again some perfume and whatever. You'll hug the child, kiss the child. So it's not the child you are hating. The dirt you are hating. The child was playing outside and messed his clothes, messed himself. You don't allow the child to come in the house. You don't hate the child, you hate the dirt. Just remove the dirt. So the dirt, the guna is to be hated. Not the person is to be hated. And today also, very sadly, there was a time when people did not hate the non-believers also. They hated kufr. Kufr. And they hated shirk. And they hated the ways of the kuffar. But the sinner, they would help him. If he's a neighbor also, at odd times they will give all their help also, they will do everything. If he's a traveler, though he's a non-Muslim, how they will help him. But today, we hate the person, the non-believers, we don't hate the sin. The sin, the way of dressing is in our. Their way of house, how they will furnish a house is in our house. Their way of clothing is our, their entertainment is our entertainment. Everything of theirs, now we hating them. That they are enemies of Islam. And they are enemies of the Muslims. It is not them also. Allah is using them. Because of we imitating their ways, Allah made them musallat. Allah put them as a headache on our heads. Which is all because we are following their ways. So anyway, in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, even whichever level you have, whichever level, lowest ebb you have reached, by Allah you will be never written off. And that is the case of Ahlullah also. The true Ahlullah, no matter what guna you have committed, they won't write you off, you're a write-off. If you have a haram insurance policy, and your car came in a bad accident or something, very likely they will say your car is a write-off. You take it to the panel beater, it's a write-off. We can't do anything about it. But by Allah, no matter what level, the person who killed 99 people, and then he killed the 100th person also, but he wasn't a write-off by Allah Ta'ala. So we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. To lose hope is equated to kufr. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained this in a very beautiful way. That like, for example, on your gauge, on your meter, your what temperature of your car, for example, if it goes in the red, you must know, then you know it's dangerous. There isn't water in the radiator, the water is boiling, there's a big problem there. Or your oil, it shows that the oil is very low and whatever, your engine has heated up or something. So kufr is showing you that. So nobody likes it to go in the red. So don't go in the red. In other words, don't lose hope in Allah. Allah said, losing hope in me is kufr, and everyone is frightened. That may Allah save us all. I mustn't die as a kafir. I mustn't lose my iman and die. We know how dangerous that is. And that also, just try and burn your finger in the flame of a matchstick. And see if you can tolerate that. And then in the qabr, may Allah save us. On the day of Qiyamah, the heat. But those people, Allah will, who have got the iman, they won't even have any of this worry whatsoever. May Allah save us all. But this worry has to be a worry also. But Allah will save us. And also this is that a person, when Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali started with the work of Tabligh and Dawat, and mashallah it flourished in a short while, and till today how much it is flourishing, how much benefit. Anyway, he asked Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was still young at that time, amongst other things, he said that this word that is flourishing like this, isn't it istidraj? Istidraj, a miraj. Like you're traveling in the desert far out and you see water in the far distance. When you come there, you see it's not water, it's somewhere else, it looks further. But there's no water. So isn't this just an illusion? That a passing phase, and I'm getting all this. So Maulana explained to him from the Quran Sharif that a person who fears istidraj, it's not istidraj. And a person who doesn't fear and is just happy about it, that is, that person is in danger. So to have this fear is there, but don't go over the limit also, and don't become despondent also, and never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, how much He says, you come with the earth filled with guna, from the ground to the skies, I will come with maghfirah to that extent. And who is that person who told the people that I won't forgive them? I won't forgive him who said that. But I will forgive everyone. Allah is so merciful. So we must not lose hope ever. And this is now the season to make tawbah and istighfar. This morning, mashallah, Maulana Imran also gave a very good talk on the same subject, that we must not lose hope. Hazrat Maulana, make tawbah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that the difficulties Muslims are going through, this was 80-100 years ago, and today also we know what the condition, and this is still nothing. Read our history a little bit. The time of the Tatars, when they came and invaded Turkey and all these places, the people feared that the name of Islam is not going to remain alive. How they were just slaughtering. A woman of the Tatars will come to a Muslim man and say, I haven't got my sword now, you just stand here. I'm getting my sword and I'm going to come and slaughter you. There was nothing, he had no spine. He had nothing in him that he could even just move one centimeter from there. He will wait till she gets her sword, come back, a woman, and she will slaughter him. What was the condition? In Spain, what was the condition? And then in Medina Sharif, after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in parda from the dunya, and then the Muslims had gone through. So these things had happened. But Allah's promise that Islam will remain alive 1400 years. And how strong Islam is alive till today. In every corner of the world. I was just writing something, and I remember on that writing, our Chota Mota of Amzinto, Sufi Ismail's father, in those early days we happened to go there, and he was living in a small little house, and one small room, he had made a printing press. One little machine in there, and he should do the printing himself of a Ta'limul Haq. Today about 17, 18 editions are printed. And today that is not only for Hanafi Mazhab, but Shafi and Hanbali or Maliki also. And it has been translated into so many corners. So there, what came to my mind, that it was a small room, but the work has gone to the four corners of the world. How Islam is spreading everywhere in the world. One alim said he went to these countries, Alaska and those places, where there is only ice all the time. And he made namaz on the ice. Azan is carrying on. Namaz is carrying on there. So this is the deen, it will carry on. So all we have to do, no losing hope. We are bad. We are bad to the core. We are rotten, totally rotten. But Allah has kept such a wide door of tawbah and istighfar open, and it won't close until our maut comes, or until actually qiyamah, maut of the world will come. Till that time it is wide open for us. So we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we should ask for forgiveness. So Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, and if anyone disagrees with me on any point, put your hand up and then we will try and come to an agreement on that point, that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the entire universe, of each and everything. Allah alone is the creator of it. Allah alone is the sustainer and nourisher, directly in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. This again, that person who is an arif, he understands this. A person who is a non-arif, like many places where they torture the Muslims or small children, they give them, they are hungry, and they say that you must believe in Jesus Christ, Allah save us all and our children. We don't know what we have opened our children, where we are sending them. And when they don't get anything, pray to Allah for a sweet, for your sandwich, nothing still comes. And then pray to Jesus Christ, and they drop it from the ceiling. That Jesus has answered your call, a small child. He goes and says that Jesus answered my many places in different forms all this is happening. So our arif knows that it's not my shop that's nourishing me. It's not my job. It's not the rands and cents. It is Allah alone. Now that is an arif. We all agree with that? When Allah alone is the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer, the controller. And Allah is not only in control of one person, but Allah is in control not only of his eyes or his teeth or his heart. No, Allah is in control not only in the heart, the arteries and the veins which are there, and only a cardiologist will know limited amount. What things are today? Cholesterol. At one time, cholesterol was a big issue. Now, doctors say cholesterol is a whole chemist of its own. There are so many things in cholesterol. And now they divided it up into so many smaller parts. So anyway, all these things, each and everything of every person, Allah is in control. Allah alone. What we going to eat, inshallah, after Zuhr, now lunch, only Allah has prepared this. We don't know. Some things were prepared 20 years ago. Something 50 years ago. For example, if there will be paper plates, that paper which came from those trees, they made that paper. When was that tree planted? Yeah. And it was Allah Ta'ala meant that in the year 1437, first of Shaban today? First of Shaban, that my banda so-and-so, yeah, in the Khanka in Azadville, from this plate he will eat 50 years ago, 80 years ago the tree was planted. After that it was felled, and this person will fell it for that banda specifically, for him. And then that tree will be felled, it will be made then into paper. What machinery is used? When we pass Tapi, Eastern Transvaal, we go, what the big plant. And how many plants like that in the world there are? Eh? And then again, the papers again, all the grades of it. Eh? Where some is just for writing papers, some is for the printer, some is for writing books, all the different. The thicker little one, that is for the paper plate, etc. Allahu Akbar. What and what? And how many people are going to work on that? And in Allah's ilm, the whole picture is there. That how it's going to where from here to today, they track people. This person has traveled from here to there, from there to there, from there to there. He met with this person there. He met with... They go back in his history. With who he met, etc. What is this person? Allah's whole tracking system is in advance also. Before it happens, Allah's tracking system. After it happens, Allah's... And Allah doesn't have to press buttons and get something on the screen. All the time, every... And not only Allahu Akbar, who can go into the detail? Not only of human beings, every ant also, every worm also, every elephant also, every whale also, every shark also, the atmosphere, not a drop of water. As one Buzurg says, you worship Allah, you make His ibadat without any guna, whole life, you can't fulfill the right of one drop of water. And that one drop of water has got how many smaller drops, and how many electrons and molecules, and what and what that one drop of water. Allah knows it also, in control of it also, from where it has come, when Allah wants to create. Scientists say matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. But Allah creates just at His will, and He destroys at His will. So an arif who knows this, he will trust on Allah Ta'ala. So, and Allah who knows everything, He's prepared to forgive. And open-heartedly, He'll never write you off. No matter what sins you have committed, the worst type of sin. In Bukhari Sharif we read, that person who in the days of before, he asked his children, what kind of a father am I? They said, the best father we could have. He says, but Allah, I haven't done my duties. I did not do what I was supposed to do. So please listen to me. When I die, you must burn my body. And after that, must make it fine, fine, fine. And then on a windy day, or in one riwayat, on the sea, you must spread it out. So that every smallest part according to insan can be different places. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in surprise, they said that really they did what their father said. Otherwise, who will do that when there wasn't burning of bodies? Today, cremation, unfortunately, also is a thing that is carrying on. But those days when bodies were not burned and dead, but he says they did it. But, and Allah, in one not second also. For us, the second, Allah just said, kun. And that is also for us to understand. It's just the irada of Allah, and His whole body was made. And Allah asked my banda, why did you do this? He said, from your fear, that I did so bad. Oh, you had fear for me, go, forgiven, go into Jannah. So just imagine, that is our Allah. So never lose hope. And alhamdulillah, Allah has still given us life. We are rotten. We are right to the core. We are nothing. There is nothing in us whatsoever. Don't look in the mirror and say, I'm a big buzur today. Just open your pages of history a little bit. And you will be so angry with yourself if you have got this understanding. And that is why we have to come here. That is why we have to go in Jamaat. That is why we have to listen to the talks of the ulama. That is why we go for Umrah, to take lessons from there. Look at what was Makkah Sharif, what Allah made it. What was Medina Sharif, what Allah made it. People from the world are coming. But at one time, what was happening? If we have all this, then we will get the value of Haram Sharif, of Haram of Medina, Haram of Makkah. Otherwise, it will become a tourist place, which unfortunately by and large it is becoming. Families go, if we are going for ibadah and putting the love of the places in our children. But if it is more, our time is in the shopping malls, etc. And if more of our time is in the eating and all that, and we are on the title that I go every year for Umrah, then it's a bit dangerous. But if inshallah everyone has got sincerity and we got no right to judge anyone, everyone goes and mashallah Allah blesses. So all this, yet turn our pages a little bit and see what our condition was. That will cut us down to size very easily. Otherwise, just now I started, many of our friends, we noticed, when they start tahajjud, very soon they come in form or they send, alhamdulillah, very good. But after a month, after 2 months, 6 months, everything is gone again. So in the jazba, then we are very happy. So we also, when we look in the mirror, Allahumma ahsanta khalqi, you made me nice. Then read also, Allah, make my inside also nice. All these du'as also we should learn. So make tawbah. And readily, and for tawbah it's so easy. Like for example, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, when we hear a talk of deen, like now we are busy talking, hearing, etc. And tawbah, just see how easy it is. First condition is you must come out of this. Inshallah, none of us are in sin now. We are sitting here, the ladies are listening there. We are not in sin now. We are not involved in looking at anyone. Hopefully nobody is looking at his phone at something which is wrong or something. We are all out of sin. So that's the first condition. You must come out of this sin. Secondly, and this is not that you come permanently. Your niyat must be to come permanently. But at the time of Tawbah, at that time, one beautiful example, ulama give our mashayikh, that a person is seeing woman dressed scantily, and he says, Tawbah, Tawbah, and he's looking also. Now he's involved, and not only that, he tells Maulana, just see how the people are dressing. He's in sin, he's putting Maulana also in guna. Just see there how they are dressing, Astaghfirullah. And like a big buzur, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How are they dressed? And he's looking. So come out of the sin first. Alhamdulillah, we are out of sin. The second thing is nadamat, sorrow. That you realize in your heart it is wrong. This is here where some of us bluff ourselves and we make ifs and buts, that we can't help it. If this was not like that, but what could I do? No, admit that I was wrong, and it's a bad thing. Whichever sin, whether it was backbiting, whether you became angry and you on the spur of the moment you spoke terrible words, but admit I was wrong. That we don't want to admit. That I did the wrong thing. I spoke wrong. That grin on my face was wrong at that time. That cynical smile that I gave at that time, that was wrong at that time. And many times, just that grin on your face starts the whole feud between the husband and wife. And you put the whole blame on the other person. But it was that person whose cynical smile. Like for example, so beautiful example is given. There were two brothers who had a farm, and the one usurped the rights of the others, and he took the whole farm for himself, which is happening also unfortunately when it comes to distribution of estate in business or houses. And for daily occurrence, this in the Darul Iftas, they have this problem. So who is the real wrongdoer? Maulana Sa'ad Sahib said, that person whose share was taken away, he is the actual wrongdoer. Which doesn't make sense. Because he did something wrong. Allah put that zalim on him to take away his share. But we don't realize it. We don't admit to ourselves that I am the wrongdoer. Something gone wrong to me, I must admit I am the wrongdoer. And look for your fault. And if we can't see the fault, we are blind to it, ask for a blanket amnesty. That Ya Allah, please, all my which I know, which I don't know, which I remember, which I don't remember. We only remember our good things. Whereas your wife doesn't remember all this. She remembers all your bad things. And you remember all her bad things. And you don't remember the good she does. And she remembers her good, not her bad. So that's a problem we don't see, we don't acknowledge, we don't want to admit. So that is the second very important condition. Accept that I'm a wrongdoer, I'm a sinner, I'm the worst in the whole world. There's nobody as bad as me. When that sincerely comes, not just for the sake of showing that Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion in Masjid al-Nabawi, him and Maulana's habit was to sit on the right side, right in the first Saf. So somebody came and Maulana saw him and recognized him, and he said, Are bare gada tum aaye, the big donkey you came. He got very, very offended. So Hazrat asked, why you offended? He said, you called me a big donkey. So Hazrat said that, but in every letter of you, your letter you write, Nachis, I am nothing. From nothing, I made you a big donkey. Where I took you? I took you so high. I didn't leave you there on the ground. I took you so high. So why are you angry? So that Nachis we write. Ahkar we write. I'm the most useless, the worst it is. It's all just insane. Yeah, from the mimbar I say I'm the worst. Haal mein tamam musalmanon mein Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Tell everyone to say it. But just as I walk and somebody makes one remark, or somebody said, this person said this about you, then see how your colors change and how angry you become. So this was just words. But start with the words. That is planting the seed, inshallah, and then water it. Give it fertilizer. It will grow and reality will come. That person who gets humility, that person has succeeded. And a person who doesn't get this humility, من تكبر وضعه الله, Allah puts him down. And من تواضع لله, a person who humbles himself for Allah's sake, رفعه الله, not himself, Allah will pick him up and make him high. So may Allah. So that is the second thing, to acknowledge I did wrong. I admit it is wrong. It was bad. Don't justify. And the third is, as we are sitting here, all think of our past, whatever. There are so many which won't just come like that. And this is also a thing, when it really hits, then a person becomes aware. If, for example, you were speeding and you did an excess in an urban area, I think it's over 30 kilometers on the open road, 40 kilometers, then they lock you up. If you are over that limit, then they don't fine you, they lock you up. Then also perhaps you still, the police says, what you think, he stopped you, I'll give him a bribe and I'll get away. Now you see that doesn't work. He said, he himself says, everything is computerized, you are on record and I'm on record. I got no choice here. I have to give you this fine and you exceeded the limit. So now I have to lock you up. I've got no choice. Then also he doesn't strike you. When he puts you in the jail and he turns the key and you hear that, now it strikes you. And then when you are there with the other inmates in the jail, now it hits you. So don't wait for such an occasion that it comes in our lives. Then it hits us. That reality, and don't wait till it comes in the qabr. And then that reality hits us. Yeah, in the jail of this dunya, hopefully still there will be a trial, you will come out, there will be something. You will get food. But if it is in the qabr, and then now it strikes us. And then you see, oh, my whole record of gunas that I have committed. And only by making the simple, how kind is not Allah? He let you commit your gunas, he left you. And now just make tawbah. So this is the season, the month of Sha'ban, 15th night of Sha'ban is the night of salvation, the night of purification, the night of cleansing. But is it just a bayan in a masjid? That is our ibadah. Few big nights with inverted commas, and we are good Muslims, I went masjid. Or perhaps more, Maulana will say, you must go Qabristan tonight. This ibadah you must do, that ibadah you must do. We did all that. I'm good. And next morning's Fajr. But usually Fajr, alhamdulillah, on the 15th of Shaban, good, not 100%, but compared to other days, a person gets surprised today, mashallah, no parking also. In the masjid also no parking, in the parking space also no parking. But after that, the next namaz, Zohar, then again it's a sad story. So this should not happen. So three things only. One is to come, we are all out of guna, inshallah, at this moment. Secondly, to understand that all what I have done bad and wrong, makes admitting that I was wrong. Don't make an excuse for it. Admit that I was wrong. And thirdly, determined I won't do it again, your tawbah is complete. And Hazrat Maasha Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, a person who does this in a majlis, before we get up from the majlis, he has got the crown of wilayat, he's the wali of Allah already. Before you get up from the majlis, so easy Allah. And in spite of all this, if we don't, I don't do it, you don't do it, and we find out in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, people will chew their fingers till the wrist. They will chew it till the elbow. That how could we be so stupid and foolish? And Allah was so arhamur rahimin. Allah was so merciful. Ghafurur rahim, ghafurul wadud. And I committed this evils. So if we think of all this and we make tawbah, and tawbah will even take out the desire of guna from us. But do it regularly. Who of us read one tasbih of istighfar? And who of us, the reality of istighfar in there, and the determination. So we are very weak. We like to show a pious front, but we are really very weak. Our zikrs are not regular. Our five times namaz with jamaat, we are not regular. How many things we are so weak. So one is we are out of guna. Second, admit our gunas. Try and turn some pages little bit to help us. And see what we are doing in our private life now. What we did 10 years ago, 20 years ago. When we were at school, what we did. When we were at university, what we did. At college, what we did. And thirdly, determinement, I won't do it again. So your tawbah is complete. If there is things that they are attached to it, like you got qaza namazes, read your qaza namazes. You got qaza rozas, make your qaza rozas. You are owing people money, pay that money in, etc. You insulted somebody when asking for maaf. In those cases, there is the fourth condition. And then you got a complete new slate. No gunas on you whatsoever. And a new life completely. Now try and protect. You took the bath on 15 Shaban. Anytime now you took that bath. Now try and perchance you commit again a guna. Allah is not that being. A husband will say, how many times? A boss will say, how many times must I forgive you? One time, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, one of Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, told one of the workers, how many times must I forgive you? His uncle, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was sitting next to him, whispered in his ear, how he said, Manana, how many times you want Allah to forgive you? Forgive him so many times. So we want Allah to forgive us. Learn to forgive also. And also one great thing, when people who have got rights on us, ask Allah that, Ya Allah, you fulfill their rights. And your treasures are unlimited. And your quality of generosity is unlimited. You give them so much, make them so happy. And you are the controller of hearts. You put it in the hearts that they forgive me. And add this, if I got anyone, I got rights on anyone, somebody backbited about me, somebody did me down with money, somebody did wrong to me, I forgive that person for your pleasure. Then inshallah Allah will forgive you. So these doors are open for us. Let us be regular at it. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. And wa khairul khata'een, the best of those people who make lot of guna, kathirul khata, at-tawwabu. And these are the tawwabun, so easy. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us and guide us. So this month of Shaban, let us come clean, and we go into the blessed month of Ramadan completely clean. And how we will enjoy if we go clean into Ramadan. And the blessings. And also don't forget to regularly make the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. This will increase our anticipation and our love and desire for Ramadan. A person who is going to Medina Sharif, start reading your Durood Sharif in advance. Start reading Surah Inna Atainaka al-Kawthar in advance. Start reading on Sirah. That person is a complete different ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Umrah, on the visit of Baytullah Sharif. And one person who did no preparation, only passport, visa, currency, all those things he was worried about, ticket, and he didn't do any preparation, and he just sort of drops from the sky there. What enjoyment is he going to get? So for Ramadan, which is a great guest which is coming to us, receive this guest with open arms. May Allah make it easy for us, and may it not be only words that are spoken from the mouth and going in the ears, but may Allah out of his kindness make it a reality. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Anything else? Isra'i Jalsa will be next week inshallah. All of us try to come, try and inform as many brothers, especially our friends in Durban, in Natal, KwaZulu Natal, family, friends, ask them, encourage them to come and attend. Inshallah, we will benefit inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Allahumma Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وعفو عنا أو الله forgive our sins. That is, أو الله rub out all the evidence, destroy all the evidence of our sins, أو الله واغفر لنا بستر القبيح وإظهار الجميل. أو الله bury all our evil history, and أو الله whatever good we might have done by your tawfiq and your tawfiq alone, make it known in the world, أو الله وارحمنا تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء ما استحقاقنا بأفانين الإقامة. Oh Allah, shower your mercies of the kind Rabb you are. That, oh Allah, shower your mercies, though we are liable and we are due for the worst and the most severest of punishment. But in spite of that, you shower your mercies upon us all the time, oh Allah. Anta Mawlana. Now we have made this open connection with Allah, that you are our friend, you are our guide, you are our God, you are the caretaker of all our matters. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Help us against the non-Muslims, especially those who are working against Islam and the Muslims. Help us against our nafs and shaitan. Help us against the evil environment, O Allah. Help us, O Allah, please, the evil thoughts and desires which come into our minds and our hearts. And we think evil and low of people and all the evil. Save us from all this. Nobody can save us besides you. And you are our Mawla. And we have declared it and we acknowledge it, O Allah. We ask your help, O Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.